This boy be in my DM, say I'm pretty. This boy be in my DM, say I'm pretty. I wonder if he knows I've been through that shit.
These niggas be in my DM, say I'm pretty. These niggas in my DM be saying I'm cute. But do they know I always been that bitch? Do these niggas know? Do these niggas not know? These bitches be in the comments hating on me. These bitches walking past me giving me stank looks. But do they ever wonder that I am the shit? I wear the crown and I wear it high. Ever since the year 2020, people have been talking about power dynamics. People have been talking about what the role of a female is and what's the role of a male, or vice versa. What's the role of a woman and what's the role of a male or a man? And I'm here to just be honest and let it be known. Fuck these power dynamics. One of the things that I've come to learn in this life is that you can't depend on nobody but your motherfucking self. You be spending your whole life looking for external forces to validate yourself, to validate your personality or your looks. You'll spend the whole time, you'll spend your whole life looking for appeasal from people. And you'll learn sooner or later that people ain't shit. You'll spend your whole motherfucking life realizing that people ain't shit. Let me tell you something. For a good portion of my marriage, I was the head of household. If you let documents and shit, you look into documents, it'll show that my ex-husband was the head of household. But believe it or not, I was. I held a job throughout the whole entire time. I was giving him the money the whole entire time. I was paying bills the whole entire time. And I left out of that shit with a hard way to go, an angry ass spirit, and a broken ass spirit. No trust, distrust, and broke. I had a job. I was employed, but I was broke. I was broken. I couldn't allow something like that to dictate my life going forward. So lately I've been going in in gaining a perspective and gaining some introspection, or yeah, that word, introspection. And I've been allowing myself to spiritually heal, emotionally heal, and mentally heal. And I come to accept that I vibrate higher than 90% of the people around me. I come to realize that during that time that God had a plan for me. My ancestors were watching me. They had my back the whole entire time. That man didn't realize the woman that he was fucking with was a queen and not a peasant. But he knew that though deep down. This podcast, this episode is not going to be talking about that. But there's a point. The point is that you're going to spend your whole life looking for validation and appeasal from people. And you do that and you're going to come up disappointed. That's why I say fuck these power dynamics. You got to take care of you. Ain't nobody going to take care of you except for you. And if you don't have a relationship with your spirituality, how you going to heal? Everybody come into this. Everybody walks around this world and is broken. Everybody has done somebody motherfucking wrong. Everybody has been through a circumstance where they were broken and changed. People had their heart broken and you had to pick up the pieces. People had their spirits broken, their mental twisted, their emotions shattered. And you had to figure out how you was going to rebuild yourself the fuck back up. And I promise you, how many of y'all want to bet that you didn't have nobody to help you build that shit the fuck back up? People will go around looking for external forces to give them some sort of happiness, whether that be drugs, alcohol, sex, material things, money, whatever it is, people will go looking for it. And then you get yourself in a relationship with people, whether that be an intimate relationship. And a lot of us women and a lot of you men get into relationships with people that don't give a fuck about you. By a show of hands, how many of you guys have been in a relationship and you had laid next to somebody who hated your motherfucking guts and who was plotting and planning on tearing your life apart? Yeah, it's a whole lot of y'all. Don't worry. I can relate. So ever since 2020, you hear these podcasters, these red pill, blue pill podcasters talking about what women should be like and what men should be like. And then now you hear this new thing called the passport bros. These are men who leave the United States going into other countries looking for women that they can quote unquote love. And at the end of all of this, all I see is what led to all of this fuck shit with people and their opinions on how relationships should be like comes from unhealed trauma. Motherfuckers is unhealed. These motherfucking podcasters are sitting back talking about how people should live their relationships and they ain't even have a successful ass relationship they motherfucking self. Don't leave the house to meet new people. Can't talk to people. Don't even know how to be social. But yet you want to get on the microphone and tell motherfuckers how they should have their relationships. How they should deal with one another. No, how about this? Get some help. Heal your motherfucking self. And speaking of healed and grounding and changing your lives, the former Instagram models or the Instagram sluts or your favorite prostitutes, your porn stars, are no longer that. They have found religion. They were forced to have to sit the fuck down and take a hard look at their motherfucking selves and their lives. Because now they're at an age where don't no nigga want they ass. Don't nobody want to be around them. And a lot of their motherfucking relationships that they had during that time was nothing but transactions. No real intrinsic value to them. Just nothing but transactions. Clout and transactions. That's all it was. And I blame feminism for this shit. This is the downfall of feminism. The downfall of feminism will have women believing that you gotta be a slut and a motherfucking hoe in your motherfucking 20s and then in your 30s, you get it right. Trust me, I've been down that path. I wasn't an Instagram slut. I wasn't no motherfucking hoe, but I was a street motherfucking bitch. I was a street bitch and I was the best that ever did it. But here was the thing. Reality hit me in my 20s. Hit me a lot earlier than a lot of these women out here. Hit me a lot early. Hit me in my 20s. Wasn't until I got married. That's when I was forced to have to sit the fuck down. Got married at 22, got divorced at 29. Let me tell you something. It forced me to have to sit the fuck down and it forced me to have to get my shit together. It forced me to get employment, build my skills, develop some motherfucking skills, and get on your job. The feminism wave, sadly, it's here to stay. But what they don't tell you is that there's a downfall to all of this. There's a downfall. The downfall is that you can't be out here using your body as a fucking transaction. It don't last. It don't last. You're going to have to be forced to sit the fuck down somewhere and ground yourself and fix your life. Fix your mental, fix your emotional, fix your spiritual, fix your physical. You're going to have to sit down with yourself and really gain some introspection on what's next for your life. That's what you're going to have to do. Because being an Instagram model and using your body as a transaction don't last for long, and there's not much value to it, if any. Once again, I talk about the forces, the external forces. You sit here and you do all of these things to gain some clout and appeasal from outsiders. But what is it doing for you? What do you have to show for it? For a lot of these women, it's depression, anxiety. Many more bullshit. Loss of money. Loss of a foundation. Probably didn't gain one to begin with. But you was using your body for a transaction. And you didn't think not one bit. What was I to gain out of this but money? And you know the money dries up. The money dries up. The money slowed down. Nobody's checking for you anymore. So what do you have to bring to the table? What skills did you gain? What did you learn within the process of doing all that? Not a fucking thing. gave you a wet ass and a hard way to go. It's always the women. That seem to have a wet ass and a hard way to go, most cases. It be the men too. But there's a little syndrome out there. This is a condition where you have a wet ass and a hard head. It's always those who feel like they can use what they got to get what they want. That they don't have to develop some type of intelligence, some type of skill that's going to continue to get them by. That's going to get them to a greater purpose, you know? I call it wet pussy syndrome. There's a difference between having a wet pussy and then having a wet pussy in a hard way to go. And a lot of times, we bring that on ourselves. It's okay to be in your femininity. You have to be in your femininity. As a woman, you have to learn your feminine aspects of yourself because that is what makes you a woman at the end of the day. And it's not so much of having a wet cat. As a woman, you have to learn about having intuition. You have to learn about having compassion and empathy. You have to learn what it is to build a foundation and to hold that foundation into place. You have to learn what it's like to have real unconditional love, not just for the things you have, not just for the things that you do, but for who you are as a person. And you have to be able to really sit with yourself and look yourself in the mirror and see your flaws and your weaknesses. To see your flaws and your weaknesses and to truly accept them for what they are and to figure out a way that you can change those flaws, to allow your flaws and your weaknesses to be your strengths. And you have to figure out how to use that to be able to heal. That was what I had to do. I've been through breakups. I've been through breakups many times. This last breakup that I went through, I had to heal from it. I had to heal. And I'm healing. I'm healing, and I'm about 80% healed. I still got another 20% to go. But this process was hard because let me tell you something. This relationship, this marriage did a number on me. Did a number on me. And I had to learn how to get back to myself. I had to learn the things that made me me. I had to learn that I was beautiful. I had to learn that I was pretty. And I had to pick my crown up, fix that shit, put it on my head, and sit on my motherfucking throne. I had to give thanks to my ancestors. I had to find God again. I had to develop a relationship with God again. I'm telling you right now, my relationship with God is what allowed me to heal mentally. I had to fix myself mentally. I had to figure out what the fuck was going on with me mentally. So when I get into the next relationship, I ain't got to bring this baggage with me. I ain't got to sit there and blame the next man for what the last man done did. That's not what the fuck I'm doing in this case. That ain't what's finna happen. The next relationship that I get into is gonna be a beautiful, prosperous, sexy, enhancing out of this world type of fucking relationship. That's the next relationship that I'm going to have. The next relationship that I'm going to have ain't going to be no motherfucking struggle love. Are you out of your fucking mind? The next relationship that I get in, the motherfucker going to be rich, and so the hell am I. But before I get into the next relationship, oh, I'm definitely healing. I'm figuring out what it is I like, what I want. And best believe my standards are high than a motherfucker. They're high as hell. Oh, yeah. I ain't dealing with no motherfucking man who lived with his mama. I ain't dealing with no man who got issues with his motherfucking family. I ain't dealing with no man who's motherfucking broke. And I ain't dealing with no rapper, no singer, no actor. I'm dealing with a motherfucker who got a career. You got a 9 to 5? Okay, hit these draws. I'm dealing with a man who is set in his masculinity, who is set in his masculinity, who knows who the fuck he is, who is proud of who he is, ain't got no securities, ain't got no insecurities, and who is secure in who he is as a man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My standards is high because I have standards for myself. A lot of people would get into relationships with no damn standards for their motherfucking self. If you ain't got no standards for yourself, how the hell you gonna have standards for the next motherfucker? Don't work like that. Don't work like that at all. I also got to be with a man who knows how to love, who knows how to love, who knows how to cherish a woman, who knows how to tap into his intuition, and not only tap into his intuition, but who is very empathetic, and not only empathetic, but I think I said compassionate. Yeah. Yeah. That is the man that I need in my life. I need a man who knows how to command a room. I need a leader. I need a leader because I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I know how to walk into a room and command my respect. I know how to have empathy. I know how to have compassion. I know how to love. I know how to unconditionally love. I know how to give. I know how to build. I know how to establish. I know how to do that because I had to do it for myself. I know how to hold myself accountable, and I know how to give respect, but I also know how to earn it. That's what I'm looking for in a man. See, my perception of relationships is different from a lot of these red pill and blue pill podcasters. And believe it or not, I try not to lump myself in with them type of people because the fuck, why would I? A lot of these men, these red pill, blue pill podcasters, especially a lot of these men, when you check their pedigrees and their motherfucking paperwork, you come to find out that they got them deplorables. You got your Andrew Tates. You got the niggas from Fresh and Fit podcast. Come to find out the motherfuckers is down low on the left. You come to find out the name that I said, you come to find out he's involved in sex trafficking rings and he's fucking little girls. Come to find out all of this shit, right? But these men and these women who have these podcasts, you come to find out they nothing but fucking deplorables. They're not even healed individuals. They're walking around with motherfucking trauma and they're not even healed individuals. How the fuck do they expect to find some motherfucking love when they don't even love themselves? They don't even have standards for themselves. They don't even believe in themselves. They don't even hold themselves accountable. And yet, they want to get on the mic and want to tell people how they should live their life and what relationships they should have. It's weird. It's weird. But going through what I've been through, many people have asked me, do I want to, am I going to fall in love? You know, do I want to fall in love? And absolutely. Absolutely. I fall in love every day. I fall in love every day. I fall in love with myself. I fall in love with the things around me. I'm in love with someone. I'm in love with someone. I'm in love. Falling in love for me, it's not hard. It's never been hard for me to fall in love. I love love. Sometimes I have a habit of falling in love for the wrong people. But I do believe in love. And falling in love is not a hard thing to do. I'm in love with a guy, and I don't be in his DMs. I don't be in his DMs, but I have told him. I told him that I think he's sexy. I told him that I think he's sexy. But I wonder if he knows that I think he's the shit. And when you fall in love with someone, you got to be happy. You got to be happy and set with the decision that you fell in love with someone. The point of love is passion. It gives you the motivation to be able to do what you do. Gotta be happy. As long as the person you love, as long as the thing that you do, as long as the thing that motivates you and gets you up and makes your heart skip a beat makes you happy, then that's all that matters. Why care about what the next motherfucker has to say or what they think? You live your life. You live your life and you do the best that you can, because it's one thing that I know for sure and one thing for certain is that life is hard. It's hard. Life is hard. But you got to believe in yourself, and you got to know that. Gotta know that you're pretty. But you gotta be able to pick your crown up. And this is for the man and the women, especially as a man. Don't look for outside validation. Don't look for outside forces. You gotta pick your crown up and sit on your throne. And know that you the shit. Same thing for the ladies. Gotta pick your crown up. You gotta pick your crown up. Put it on your head. And sit on your throne. And if somebody tell you, oh, you think you cute, you think you the shit, you let them know, I am the shit. I'm the motherfucking shit. Now where's my toilet paper, bitch? I'm Dream Nicole. And I am the Oracle. And this is the WAP.